Earlier on the program, we heard how a play could teach school children about Arkansas history. Now, more learning through the arts. An exhibit at 21C Museum Hotel in Bentonville highlights the turbulent history of Cuba. Ozarks at Large's Katie Hendrickson takes us there.
Transporting Transformations, Cuba In and Out is the name of the new exhibit just up at 21C Bentonville, the museum hotel just off the downtown square that opened up last spring. There are familiar sights coming up to 21C Bentonville, such as Alexandra Archeria's orange tree. That's a tree that is bright orange and made up of tons of basketball hoops. Also, new sights such as a 1950s era automobile with a person screwing on human appendages. A walk into the lobby reveals a family or group of people all made up of recycled clothing. Just across the way from the Hive, the bustling restaurant bar portion of the hotel. Alice Gray Stites, Chief Curator and Director of Art Programming for 21C, is in town to talk about the new exhibit.
The artistic visions that are presented here reflect the evolution of competing ideologies after the demise of the Marxist revolution led by Castro. The promise of a kind of socialist utopia has faded, and the development of greater commerce. What is the promise of capitalism versus the Marxist utopia that has now passed? And then, of course, the continuing other belief systems like religion.
In addition to those themes, Stites also explains how the landscape and urban architecture reflects what is happening in Cuba today, socially, politically, and environmentally.
A number of the installations illustrate or reflect on how the buildings in Cuba, the beautiful colonial buildings of the past, are decaying alongside those that were built in the 60s and 70s when Cuba was getting a lot of financial support from what was then the Soviet Union. As those resources disappeared in the wake of the breakup of the Soviet Union, buildings that were intended to be for the future have begun decaying alongside the past. So time, the disjunctions of time, the past decaying along with what was to be the future in this present, is another theme in the exhibition. What artists are doing and what many Cubans are doing in their day-to-day lives are being ingenious in creating a new future for their city and their nation.
The media might be diverse, as is the message, but one piece informs the other. Everything seems intertwined.
And sometimes seemingly in opposition to one another. Again, that sense of paradox is really prevalent and rich, and it allows us to see what a layered and complex culture is what in Cuba, and how fascinating and how much they're adding to the art world far beyond their own shores. Some of them may be isolated, but their artwork is reaching out and connecting all over the world.
In 2010, Alice Gray Stites gave a TEDx US Embassy Stockholm talk called Art is a Verb. In the introduction, she says art is too important and too essential to all of our well-being to be relegated to the nebulous security of the passive. We need to talk about what art does and what art is, not what art says or what it represents. And 21C Bentonville is a perfect example of this philosophy.
Contemporary artists are not making work that simply adds an aesthetic layer that entertains or decorates, although those are wonderful things that add to our lives and our culture as well. But many of them are creating works that solve real world problems, that address important issues. We're looking here at a commissioned project for 21C Bentonville. This is the Tree of 40 Fruit by artist Sam Van Aken. So Van Aken is a multimedia artist and now, I guess, an arborist based in Syracuse. And what he has done is to graft 40 different kinds of stone fruit trees. Now, many of these are what I think it's fashionable now to call heirloom species. But in fact, these are species of trees, hybrid species that otherwise would no longer exist. So these are species that are dying off, either some of them because of environmental conditions, because they are not growing anymore. And Sam has started this whole process where he creates these beautiful trees where the fruits will continue to grow and to blossom. That's doing something.
Another example of art doing something is Dan Rosegard's Flow, a site-specific permanent installation at 21C Bentonville.
He, like many contemporary artists, is not simply an artist. He's an engineer, an architect, a designer, as well as a visual artist. In fact, he just won what's known as the Oscars of the design world, the Index Award, that's given to design that makes a difference in the world. So what he's done here, Flow, is actually a smart wall of ventilators, and there are sensors embedded in it that when they pick up on both sound and movement, begin to spin, releasing air into this space. So what this work does is it activates the architecture surrounding it, the space that you're in, makes you aware of the natural world, you feel wind on your face, and of course interacting with the piece brings people together. So this is social sculpture as much as it is a beautiful work of art that casts this lovely kind of Islamic pattern of shadows on the wall behind it. Contemporary art engages all of our senses, connects people to each other, to themselves, to the world immediately around you, and like many of the works in the Cuban show, takes you far beyond.
This philosophy on contemporary art fits perfectly with the philosophy of 21C, where you experience art while part of your daily activities.
Contemporary art is about lived experience, and what better way to engage with it than by experience it directly as part of your daily activities.
The exhibit Transporting Transformations Cuba In and Out will be up until February, and it's free and open to the public 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. After all, it is a hotel as well, so it's always open. Reporting from Bentonville for Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.